Your girlfriend will hate Bird Dog's khaki shorts. She'll say the llamas on their website look like a preschooler's birthday party invite, not an apparel company. She'll say the sexual innuendos in their newsletters are meant for 7th graders, not grown men like you. She might even tell you that naming one of the products, quote, Fistover Columbus, is borderline offensive. But as soon as you feel their soft inner liner and see how great their stretch material makes you look, you'll never want to take them off. Go to birddogs.com/radio to find out for yourself. They'll even throw in a free tumbler. That's birddogs.com/radio.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America, the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, Sirius XM Channel 158, and or a smart speaker. However you're locked into the show, I appreciate you. You could be at home, you could be at work, you could be getting the money, you could be on the road. Whatever you're doing, I hope you good. I hope you smooth, okay? I'm going to be hanging out with you for 2 more hours. This is like the third quarter of the show because I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down for us in New York City. And naturally, a lot of the conversation tonight has been about running backs. The guys who get used and abused and get shown the door. I'm sure many of us can relate. I mean, there's somebody listening to me right now. They feel unappreciated at work. They feel that they show up and they do their best. Maybe they are the best. Maybe they are the most valuable. Maybe you are doing the work that your boss gets paid for. Maybe you're doing the work and a guy down the hall or down the line or in the other room gets paid more than you. Maybe you're sitting next to this person right now. Sorry. But we know there are a lot of cases, not just the NFL, where people are undervalued and underappreciated for what they do. And they're not compensated appropriately. And so Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, Tony Pollard, and we can go down the list. There are so many other running backs. Think about this for a minute. Now, I know Kareem Hunt, you want to think about some of his behavior, not the best, but Kareem Hunt doesn't have a job. Ezekiel Elliott, yeah, Tony Pollard replaced him. Ezekiel Elliott has been run and ran into the ground. Ezekiel Elliott still doesn't have a job. Leonard Fournette doesn't have a job. Dalvin Cook doesn't have a job. And so it's not just the names that we heard today that didn't come to terms on a long-term contract with their teams. You got veterans, veteran running backs, proven running backs, don't have jobs. And they're not all completely washed, okay? We're talking about dudes who are 27 years old and 28. But that's the stopgap year for running backs, right? That's when they're done. That's when we put them in their professional grave. It sucks. It stinks. And so that's been a big focus tonight as we think about Saquon, $10 million plus, and Josh Jacobs. These dudes ain't showing up to training camp. And they could be tagged again next year. I mean, I'm not going to forget Le'Veon Bell. We talked about this as well. Le'Veon Bell got tagged 1 year, had an amazing season. He got tagged a second time, and he said, nah, I'm not signing this. And he didn't even play at all. Took a year off and played for the Jets. The Jets gave him money, and he basically cratered. His career cratered after that. Now he's sending apology notes to the Steelers fans. So take a listen to what Le'Veon Bell posted over the weekend.
I never apologized to the fans for really sitting out or leaving the Steelers. I never apologized. So I'm going to say I apologize for leaving the best damn fans there is in this damn world. I shouldn't have left. I apologize. I should never have left. I apologize. That's my fault. That's on me.
Okay. That's a 31-year-old former running back. I can say former because Le'Veon Bell didn't play last year at all. And so that's his own personal business, how he feels as it relates to Steeler fans. What do some of the current running backs feel, not about their own situations, but about what's going on in the NFL right now? Christian McCaffrey makes more money than any running back in the league, $16 million. Christian McCaffrey, like a lot of running backs, went on Twitter to express his displeasure and the fact that neither Saquon Barkley or Josh Jacobs got deals. Christian McCaffrey on Twitter says, "This is criminal. Three of the best players in the entire league, regardless of position." He's including Tony Pollard there. Najee Harris. "I agree with my running back brothers around the NFL. History will show that you need running backs to win. We set the tone every game and run through walls for our team and lead in many ways. This notion that we deserve less is a joke." Derrick Henry, battering ram of a battering ram. "At this point, just take the running back position out of the game then. The ones that want to be great and work as hard as they can to give their all to an organization, it just seems like it don't even matter. I'm with every running back that's fighting to get what they deserve." Saquon Barkley with a simple message on social media. Saquon Barkley said, "It is what it is." This is after he didn't get a long-term contract. This is after the New York Giants said to Daniel Jones, "Hey, man, here's 4 years, $160 million. Saquon Barkley today said it is what it is, but Saquon Barkley sang a different tune months ago where he basically said, "Man, I just want to be a New York Giant for life. Remember this?"
I mean, I think I kind of been vocal about in before contracts was even brought up about how I feel about this place, where I want my legacy to be in this place, and I want to be a Giant for life. And like I said, I've been vocal about that. So, you know, if the conversation gets brought up again, then we'll go from there.
Yeah. Well, the conversation has been brought up, and they've negotiated, and he's asked for money, and he didn't get his money. And now he's probably going to be gone from training camp because they didn't get that check. And I have said, it's not just the players on Twitter complaining. It's not me and or you complaining. I certainly don't get a commission. Doesn't matter to me. But it's clear as day. NFL ain't trying to pay these running backs. Todd Gurley got a big deal on a busted knee, and everybody had to go, "Oh, man, you really going to pay him?" The NFL is getting away from that. NFL is not trying to pay anybody. Christian McCaffrey got his big deal, and then he got hurt. When you think about how much the salary cap is going up and where the money is allocated, it's like they can go ahead and pluck running backs out of school, out of college, and then just say, well, sorry, better luck to you. We don't need you." This past season, or this past draft, I should say, was a little bit of an anomaly. Last year, 2022, no running back selected in the first round of the draft at all. People were shocked this year when Bijan Robinson was selected here to the Falcons and Jahmyr Gibbs was taken by the Lions. People had to do a double take. And so where is the noise, I should say, from the Players Association? Where's the NFLPA to make all of the noise about how one position group is basically being told right now, F you. We don't think you're going to last. We think you're going to get hurt. We don't think you're worth the money. You're replaceable. Where's the Players Association? Where the hell are they at standing up for this? If I have to think about the MLBPA, Tony Clark would be at the forefront screaming from the mountaintops. Come on, we got the NBPA, the National Basketball Players Association. I mean, Ja Morant has proven to be a knucklehead. That's me using a polite word. And their Players Association still comes out with ridiculous statements about standing up for the players. And yes, it's not a financial situation, but where is the NFLPA? Where the hell are they screaming about how the running backs, who, yes, they're still NFL players, how they're mistreated? Let me tell you this. Terrell Davis, one of the greatest running backs of all time, Hall of Fame running back, career cut short due to injury. You'd be hard-pressed to find an impactful running back in the postseason. You'd be hard-pressed to find more than two or three dudes who's done what he's done in such a short amount of time. Terrell Davis spoke to me here on CBS Sports Radio about a year or two ago. And before the NFL, that the ink even was dried on a new collective bargaining agreement, Terrell Davis basically said, us running backs, this new generation, mistreated, not being paid. He even went as far to say that they deserve their own union. Take a listen to what Terrell Davis told us.
Now you look at Alvin Kamara right now going through this issue. Dalvin Cook, you know, he's going through this contract issue. They just released, Leonard Fournette, the other day. And so, you know, these backs is going to be uphill battle. I always said this, though, and this might be something that happens maybe in the next season. It may or may not happen. Running backs need to go ahead and get their own either union, or they need to have a clause in the CBA that specifies that they need to have their contracts renewed earlier. They can't wait 5 years. They can't go through the 4-year process plus a 5th-year option and then, you know, then they hit the market. You know, a team could literally keep you for 6 years if they draft you in the first round.
And that's it. 6 years, no pay, no money. No new contract. Use you, draft you, and then give you the boot. And since Terrell Davis said that, yeah, Alvin Kamara got his check. Second highest paid running back in the league behind Christian McCaffrey. But we know there ain't going to be no changes. There's not going to be a special clause in the CBA for running backs. We know it's fantasy land to think that running backs are going to go out there and have their own union. And if you're the NFLPA, are you going to hold out just for the running backs? They just completed a new CBA in early 2020. One, might I add, by the way, you had a lot of players who didn't even bother to vote on. Are a lot of these players running backs? Did running backs participate in ratifying the new collective bargaining agreement? Can't complain if you're not participating in the system, right? I hate to say it. I don't see a solution here. I don't think a new CBA is going to fix things. I don't think a clause in the new CBA, whenever the next one comes around, I don't think it's going to fix anything. I think running backs in the NFL, quite frankly, they're screwed. That's it. I heard Austin Ekeler say, hey, they look at us like we're widgets. Hey, I'm sorry, you are. Every player is a widget. But for you, the running backs, hey, it doesn't matter what you do statistically. You're going to be replaced. And I think everybody's finding out the hard way, especially after that Todd Gurley contract. They ain't just writing checks, especially as you get older. think the running backs are screwed. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. And then I told you about a lot of these free agent running backs, your Hunts, your Ezekiel Elliotts, your Leonard Fournettes of the world. I'm going to tell you which running back I think actually has a shot at a new team and actually getting some playing time sooner than later. I'll tell you who that is. I'm going to pick up the phones as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm at work doing security, man, and I listen to your show every night.
Hey, man, I am new to your show, but I absolutely love it. It's awesome.
This is the best sports talk radio show on the air for sure, bar none.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Take more of your calls here on the running backs. Want to update you on some of the other stories, unfortunately, that have gone on in the world of sports. If you thought Northwestern was in big trouble coming off of the hazing scandal, it looks like some of the alleged victims have now lawyered up. And so Northwestern looks like they're not out of the woods here. Charles Barkley reaffirming some of the comments that he's made over the weekend. Johnny Bench getting himself in a little bit of trouble for some of his own comments. Yeah, you heard that correctly, Johnny Bench. LeBron James is in the news. What else is new? And then it's just there's a lot going on. Now, I got to mention this. If you want to find a bright spot for at least one of the running backs, any of the running backs, Dalvin Cook is still a free agent. Dalvin Cook was just released a little more than a month ago by Minnesota. And the fact that DeAndre Hopkins is now signing or has signed with the Tennessee Titans, I think that would open things up for Dalvin Cook to potentially go to the New England Patriots, maybe. The Patriots still have money to spend. The Patriots still have money to burn. And with Hopkins deciding to pick up a check with no state income tax down in Tennessee, maybe Cook ends up with the Pats and splits carries with Stevenson. And so if you want to find a bright side, he might be the running back that gets a deal before we have to go deeper into training camp, or deep into training camp, I should say. Kareem Hunt, Ezekiel Elliott, Leonard Fournette, Dalvin Cook, those are some of the biggest names that still happen to be free agents. And we're about a week out from training camp starting in the NFL. 855-212-4CBS. Alicia calling from Virginia Beach. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Alicia?
Hello. I mean, I think this is beyond old news. I mean, I think anyone that has followed the NFL for a while pretty much has written off running backs. Interestingly enough, you just mentioned the Patriots, which I'm a transplant from New England. New England has won 6 championships in 2 decades. And if we want to go with 5 out of the 6 years they won, that they won those championships, the top NFL team that was leading in running was the 49ers. And they haven't won a Super Bowl since 1994. Patriots were listing it either the 21st or the 22nd leading rushing NFL team. So this has been for a while. Patriots' first championship, as we know, is 2002. So, you know, our schemes were screens, slant routes, and we obviously utilized the tight ends as a big part of our
Awesome. Yeah, Rob Gronkowski, and unfortunately Aaron Hernandez. Right. I think as one of our prior callers.
We had Ben Coates.
Alicia, there's a big difference between, Ben Coates and Rob Gronkowski, who happens to be
I'm just saying that there was a footprint. And I mean, Gillette Stadium was not built by Tom Brady. That was built by Drew Bledsoe.
If we want to go back, and I guess we can still thank Mo Lewis for knocking the living hell out of Drew Bledsoe. If we want to look at the success that the New England Patriots, and it's another, a caller had mentioned some other teams. We can look at the squad that just won the Super Bowl last year. It doesn't have to be the Patriots. We can look at the Kansas City Chiefs. If you have a Hall of Fame running back, another team who was mentioned, and they led the league in rushing, and they were a win away from the Super Bowl. That was the Philadelphia Eagles. And so I think for the majority of teams, the vast majority of teams, unless you're, I don't know, throwing out Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes, I think those happen to be outliers if you want to talk about just
We're not putting the word outlier in Tom Brady in the same sentence. If we're going to talk about the NFL, then we're going to talk about the best, and we're going to start with Tom Brady and the New England Patriots winning 6
Alicia, I think you misunderstand, or you're misunderstanding what I'm saying. Tom Brady is an outlier as a quarterback in the NFL because he's the most successful quarterback of all time. That makes him an outlier when I have to think about every other quarterback in the league. If I want to think about every quarterback that has passed through the NFL while he was an active player, Tom Brady is an outlier because of his success. He's one of the greatest,
right,
if not the greatest. Hold on. Alicia, you're on hold. That's called an outlier. He stands alone. He stands by himself. I understand your point. The New England Patriots were able to do this with you and me at the running back position. I could say the same thing this past season about the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't find that to be the best examples when we're talking about two dudes in Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady who will go down as two of the most successful QBs ever, forever, forever, forever. That's called being an outlier. That's just the facts of it. Like, we can look at running backs, and that's the ideology of the NFL, that I can plug in any running back and get this. Well, yeah, that very well might be true, except for you do have guys. You have amazing damn good running backs. A guy like Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is the Tennessee Titans. And so it's not about whether or not you're winning a championship. It's not about your value here. We have wide receivers. Please, tell me how important the wide receiver is to you going out there and winning a championship. We have great wide receivers in the NFL that make more money as the third and fourth option as a wide receiver than a top running back. Like, that has nothing to do with going out there and winning a title. Is it the team's goal to win a title? Yes. And so they're doing what they find and what they can do as allowed in the CBA by not paying the running backs. That's facts. Just because something is going on doesn't make it right. That's also a matter of fact. And so if we want to look at all things being even, running backs, yeah, we know they get hurt. Yes, we know they get injured. This is really no different than service time manipulation, which has taken place in Major League Baseball. Okay? I got young guy. I'm going to bring him up. I'm going to milk him and do this and drag him through arbitration. I can think about what just took place with Aaron Judge this past season. The New York Yankees had to go through arbitration with him. An arbitration. Oh, well, Aaron Judge is injury prone, and now he broke his foot, ripped the ligament in his foot, and now he doesn't deserve the money, and he's so bad, and he doesn't do this, and he doesn't do. He went out and had a historic season. And the Yankees without him, oh, my God, the Yankees are below 500 without Aaron Judge. The Yankees generate less than two runs, and it's not just Aaron Judge. Why? Why? In what world does it make sense, outside of for financial reasons, to have a player in his prime still being paid below market rate on a rookie deal? Why do you have to do this? Oh, well, we got to pay him for past performance and maybe hope for some future performance. Why are we doing this when he's 30 and 31 years old? That's the one of the worst things about baseball, is that let's get the young guy up and pay him on the cheap and try to drag it out. And listen, it's business. That's the nature of the beast. That's the nature of the beast. I can't argue that. So what Major League Baseball is doing and what the NFL is doing is well within their rights because the union signed the contracts, okay? They're not doing this by themselves, which is why one of my main points, and it's too late now because they just signed a new deal in 2020, right before the pandemic. The NFL Players Association, they signed their new CBA. They're the ones who should be making a noise because it makes no sense, none whatsoever, that you got the top running backs and the NFL is just kind of publicly saying, nope, that's it. Michael Thomas is making a crap ton of money. I can't remember the last time I seen Michael Thomas running around consistently on two legs. Nobody complained about him. He's a wide receiver. Just because it happens, just because it's the nature of the business, doesn't mean it's fair. But we also know this. Life ain't fair. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Dale is calling from Birmingham. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
Excellent. What's on your mind, Dale?
Hey, I just want to say, running backs are like lifeguards to me for quarterbacks. It stabilizes the offense. These guys, they do good work. Derrick Henry, Alabama, you got some good running backs out there. And to me, they stop the pass rush, at least slow them down. You know, I look at Ricky Williams. I thought we were going to win the Super Bowl, and this guy just dropped out of sight. So,
well,
man.
he left on his own because he wanted to
smoke weed.
There you go. Well, at least you know, Dale. Is that what? Yeah. Well, I'm not going to ask you that on the radio, but your good point, Dale. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Shout outs to Dale for calling up from Alabama. Hey, Shep, I didn't think that we'd be talking about Ricky Williams out there smoking a weed, but there it is.
Well, he was playing when running backs mattered.
Well, he was. And the way the NFL rules have changed, Ricky Williams wouldn't necessarily have had to choose between football and weed. But I heard he's is he selling it now? I think he is, right?
I don't know. He might be in wedding dresses somewhere.
A bygone era. Is he still doing it with Mike Ditka?
Well, I don't know. Mike Ditka's, I don't know if he's walking these days.
Yeah, I don't know. Mike Ditka has been very aggressive in some of his life stances recently. What we should do is put Mike Ditka in a room with Charles Barkley and, you know, see how that conversation goes.
Well, we know he's going to curse more.
Between the two of them?
Yeah, it seems like every other word out of Barkley's mouth these days is a cuss, man.
Don't be so sure. Have you heard Mike Ditka speak?
That's fair.
Yeah, don't be so sure. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls. You know, speaking of cussing up a storm, we're going to hear from Charles Barkley. He's been very clear on his feelings on certain issues. So we'll hear from Charles Barkley. And then another basketball player has made a statement, or at least he's going to be making a statement by changing his number. I'll tell you who it is. He's an important guy. You might know his name.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're
listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You're always on point, man. I could be having a rough day after on your show, and it just brightens the whole day up, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Done a lot of talking about the running backs, a lot of NFL talk, and damn it, it's nice to get into more NFL talk. There's going to be a whole hell of a lot more of it now that we're on the start, the precipice of training camps. And I know this isn't what a lot of NFL players are looking forward to. They're trying to spend this last amount of time with their families, get some vacation in before they are just sweating and working. This is the worst time of the year for an NFL player. As you want to play the games, man. I don't want to go as far to put everybody in the Allen Iverson category. Nobody wants training camp. You just want to go out there and play the games, but you know, for most folks, it's an unnecessary part or unnecessary evil of the game, I should say. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to tell you what NBA player is switching things up. I'll get to that momentarily. We'll hear from Charles Barkley cussing the world out. We'll talk about Northwestern. Man, they about to get slapped legally. So we got a whole lot to do as we continue on. Dave is calling from Wyoming. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Dave?
Not much, Jared. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Hey, on Hopkins, I think his skills are so diminished. He's at most a small piece of a potential championship team. I don't think the Patriots are there yet, and I can't see Belichick paying him $26 million. No way in the world. Belichick has a philosophy, you know, better than I do. Get rid of a player a year too early than a year too late. So I just don't see where Hopkins fit in his thinking at all.
I think if he were to think traditionally, what you just said would have been the case. There have been so many conversations over the past several months about what the New England Patriots are spending and not spending. Bill Belichick is seemingly having to atone for what he did last year in running the offense, not clarifying who is running the offense. And so once you have to put a mop and a bucket down and try to clean up the mess, and once you have the money that the Patriots have or still have to spend, I think it was realistic for him to go to the Patriots. But then, as you said, I don't think they were going to go overboard, which is why he is a Tennessee Titan right now, strictly because they offer the most money. But Bill Belichick, whether it's a justified reason or not, people are looking at him and they're saying, well, man, you got to turn things around. And I think last year wasn't in his favor. Hopkins, diminished maybe a little bit. Is he the same dude from a few years ago? No. But I certainly think he can still make a Pro Bowl and be a Pro Bowl caliber wideout. I think anybody's looking at him at being the number one or two receiver in the game. Which he was, but you make a good point here on Bill Belichick. His own owner is calling him out. Man, if you asked for it, then I'd give it to you. I got the money. You ain't asked to spend it, so don't complain. Wild world up with the Patriots right now. 855-212-4CBS. Jason calling from Pittsburgh, PA. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Oh, thank you for taking the call. Huge fan of the show. First-time caller, though, so thank you.
Thank you for listening. What's up?
I wanted to touch base on the running back contract situation for just one quick moment. So the biggest contracts ever given to running backs is McCaffrey or Peterson, like $16 million, $15 million a year. The running backs of the 90s, early 2000s, they were asked to do the same amount, if not more, than the running backs are now. And they got hit a lot more, and they took a lot more punishment. But now the modern-day running back wants to be paid like a running back and a receiver. So then they're complaining that you're only getting $10 million, $11 million a year, but that's not that far off from what the highest paid ever have been. So I just think it's not that big of a gripe. You know, it's kind of, I say, proportioned for what they have to do.
But if you have to think about proportions, where is the how is this proportionate to the rise in the salary cap and the money that's available? Everybody else is making ridiculous amounts of money because of the money that's being generated, but the running backs, they're kind of being stepped on. Like, if I'm thinking about the
role
whole pie,
has diminished, though, in offenses. It's diminished from what it was. So I guess that there's – I mean – I do understand. It should they should get raises as well as the other positions. I do agree, but not that big of an increase.
No, well,
I appreciate the call. Taking the call.
No problem, Jason. Sound like he ordering some food. Order some for me too, man. Please send some food my way. Look, if you're gonna talk about the pie and what's proportionate, they should be making more money too. They shouldn't have to be fighting. They're not even getting contracts. Think about this. They are not getting contracts. Here's a franchise tag, no long-term deal, which I understand. Guys get hurt. Running backs get hurt, but they don't even want to pay them. 855-212-4CBS. Kareem is calling from here in Atlanta. What's up, Kareem?
JR, how you doing, my brother?
I'm very well. What's on your mind?
Hey, JR, I 100% concur with you, my brother. Man, it's like collusion, man. Like the league, the owners, they have it set, you know, against giving running backs contracts. Now, and contrary to what the gentleman from Pittsburgh was just saying, man, it is still, albeit everyone says it's a passing league. Yes, it is a passing league. But you cannot pass the football in this league unless you have a running attack. Every team has to still hit that benchmark of 1,000 yards from scrimmage, right, in order to really legit be able to set up play action. Now, yes, do a lot of teams go by committee? That's true. But that does not mean the position. The gentleman from Pittsburgh said, the position of running back has been diminished. It has not. The problem, what's going on, is the Players Association, DeMarre Smith, those guys didn't stand up and make these owners pay the running backs as they should be paid.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree. I mean, the economics of it, and we can talk about it not being fair, but it's the reality. I mean, for what you just said about a running back by committee, you can shuffle in two or three pieces every single year, every single season, and it doesn't matter what their name is. You don't have to go out there and pay them $16 million for the next, I don't know, 4 years, and then you get to have yourself some savings. And if one of those guys emerges as the guy, then you maybe pay him, and then you got some leverage that, hey, I got two other guys here on the team. And so I get it from a business perspective. It just sucks when you have established guys who have already done it, who still have some juice left in the tank, and they kind of just kind of shove to the side or don't even get deals. So it's
there. And if you let me say two more things
quickly,
you know, and all these running backs, they first round guys. These guys are scrubs. Dalvin Cook, Saquon, these guys were studs coming out of college. And Cook had 1,400 yards last year. So he deserves to be paid. But,
okay,
again, that's the Players Association. And last point, JR, are you going to be out in Vegas in 2 weeks? Who you got on the fight?
Oh, am I going to be looking at Errol Spence and Bud?
Absolutely. Where are you going? Am I going?
As of right now, I'm not going to go. You going?
Yeah, I'm out there, brother. I'm out there.
Well, listen,
hit me up. I think I like Spence with it in the decision. Something's just telling me. Earl's going to take it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a decision fight. I think we're going to get a lot of action. And despite Bud, you know, Bud might actually win the fight, but I think from a visual perspective, a lot of folks are going to look at how fundamentally sound Errol Spence is, and I think he'll end up winning the fight on the scorecards. just the nature of the beast, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for taking my call, JR.
Thank you, Kareem, for calling from Atlanta. I appreciate you. Going back to his other point, and yeah, that's going to be an amazing fight between Bud Crawford and Errol Spence. We had Errol Spence here on the show a few weeks ago, and he pretty much laid it out. And we've seen this. If you're a boxing fan, you know this. Errol Spence is just going to go out there, and this is such a boxing term. He's going to box the living hell out of that man. Like, Terrence Crawford is going to have to knock him out if he wants to win that fight without a shadow of a doubt. I find it difficult for him to win it on the scorecards unless he gets multiple knockdowns, and I don't see that happening. These dudes are going to throw hands. It's going to be a great fundamental fight. We're going to see some big hits, but I think given the size and the eye test and everything that comes along with it, I think Errol Spence is going to win. Something else that Kareem mentioned about the running backs is the draft status, and these guys were studs. Nobody cares anymore. You know, I told you about the stat. First, there was so much, I don't want to say controversy, but there was so much criticism thrown at Dave Gettleman of the New York Giants when he selected Saquon Barkley at number 2 in 2018. In 2022, there was no running back selected in the first round of the draft. And then if we look at this year's draft, Jahmyr Gibbs, Bijan Robinson here in Atlanta, people were shocked to see them go in the first round. And if I remember correctly, they were selected both in that first half of the draft. And so there's a lot of attention paid to it because people go, whoa, why are you drafting a running back? You can just get one later on in the draft. You can run him into the ground. You don't have to pay him. And so forget the studs coming out of college. Forget the guys that are established already. Alvin Kamara having a fight for his money. Derrick Henry is the third highest paid running back. It's tough. You could be a rookie. You could be established. You could be a veteran. It ain't easy for none of these running backs at all. Players Association, do something. Kick, scream, yell, do something, anything. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Players Association needs to step up. Speaking of stepping up, Northwestern, man, they may have a lot of dudes stepping down. I'm going to get some more of your calls. We got more to do here on CBS Sports Radio.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true, sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes waiters and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I wanna see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Get 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.